same as having your loved one die, you know? And so I think that there have been really valuable and clever things that have been done in psychology to study emotions, but I think we can do better. And I realized how powerful of a stimulus you could find in drugs, you know, pharmacology and psychedelics specifically. And then marrying together studies of music and emotion and psychedelics was really intriguing to me. And then on a completely different thread, descriptions that people give of meditation experiences they've had at the end of long meditation retreats, like week or month long or 3 month long retreats, and descriptions that people give of experiences they've encountered just with contemplation or deep prayer or, you know, fasting or in a sweat lodge or in a float tank or with drugs like psilocybin and LSD. You know, you put these descriptions that people have had side by side, and oftentimes they can be indistinguishable. And what's up with that? What's going on there? On one hand, you have a purely non-pharmacological method like meditation. On the other hand, you have a purely putatively pharmacological method of ingesting a hallucinogen. And if they can bring you to the same place, that's amazing. That's beyond spectacular. That's like, you know, profound. That's pretty profound. So what can that teach us about consciousness? What can that teach us about the structure of the mind, the brain? If we can study these two things in conjunction, and I think the question that motivated Roland and Catherine when they were forming this long-term meditator study is, so we have, if you have this group of people in meditators who are trained in observing the mind, they're trained in observing their interaction with others, they're trained in not becoming attached to things that happen. They're trained in, you know, kind of breaking down this concept of self entirely. And these are things, you know, ego dissolution, change in self-referential processing or lack of self-referential processing, complete obliteration of the self with high doses of psychedelics. So if we give a psychedelic to a meditator,
Okay, thank you.
I hope I say more. No, I'm kidding. So if we give psilocybin to these people who are trained so deeply in meditation,
so are these